AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 8:51. First Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. And good morning, Representative Fiorello. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. And for a legislative update, I'd love to let you guys know about some laws that are going into effect starting July 1. And I think one of the bigger ones that'll impact businesses and for all of us to understand is Connecticut passed $15 minimum wage in 2019. And every year the minimum wage goes up a dollar. And right now, this July, it is now going up to $14 per hour. Next June, it'll be $15 per hour. And the main point I want to make with this is that a Shipman and Goodwin, a major law firm in our state, put out a warning to businesses for them to understand about the July wage hike, that not only is Connecticut one of the states that did the $15 minimum wage, which is quite high compared to the federal level, which is $7 and something, but after we reach 15, the minimum wage is linked to employment cost index. And so every year it will have automatic increases. And Shipman made a point to let businesses know that, you know, you don't just get to 15 and then that's the minimum. Every year it will see automatic increases. And it did calculate sort of projecting out if current trends and costs continue, that they'll be at like $15.40, $15.78 towards 2024. And what I want to share is that, you know, as a society, as a community, I think it's reasonable for us to set a minimum wage that is low, to say, like, look, you know, no lower than this, to have a bottom limit. But when we have a minimum wage that dictates higher and higher wages, we are snuffing out, like, small beginnings. I mean, like, startup ideas by single moms or fresh ideas by young people or summer jobs that are seasonal. All of these are jobs that can happen at $10, $11. And, you know, greatness starts in small places and small beginnings. And I just want, you know, our community to be aware that these laws have implications beyond just saying, okay, $15 is a great idea. You know, when you draw this line in the sand, you are really sort of invalidating any other work that can be done at $12, $13, or $14.
Okay. And you mentioned a number of laws took effect. What other laws did you want to mention?
So also on July 1, we have the diesel fuel tax that went up 23%. And that means this is also an automatic adjustment. But, you know, folks should be aware that the diesel, even if you're not putting diesel in your car, diesel fuel costs impact trucking costs, and that will impact, you know, everything that gets trucked into Connecticut, and those who fuel up diesel in Connecticut will see a 23% increase starting last Friday. And the Republicans are calling for a special session for the legislature to come back in, because this can be changed by statute, and we can... we would like to suspend the diesel tax, at least for now, while we have this inflationary pressure on our economy, or suspend it, period. So, you know, we are asking that our governor, like other governors across our country, recognize and do everything we can to help to alleviate some of the cost pressures on, you know, all of our everyday items that we're buying.
What has been the reaction? Are you hopeful of a special session on this?
It's a little crickets, but, you know, this is part of the public dialogue. You know, politics is downstream from culture. If the people demand it, then you'll see movement. And, you know, the leadership is to help to bring different ideas. And so I hope, you know, people will write to Governor Lamont and say, you know, we want, if this is possible for you to do, which it is, then please, you know, help to lessen the cost pressures on all of our truckers and the items coming in. So, you know, we should all be telling like Governor Lamont that he's got to do everything he can, and cutting the diesel fuel tax is totally within the realm of his powers.
All right. We spoke to the Connecticut Business and Industry Association this morning. They gave out their report cards. I don't know if you were aware of it. You got an 80%.
Oh, no, I didn't know. Okay.
Well, they gave you, there were five bills they looked at. You voted with ones they supported, a 4 out of 5. The one they were against, or they that you, I think, were against that they supported, I'm not sure which way it was, that it was about licensing reform, HB 5248.
I'm sorry, I can't comment on it right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But usually I'm with them, you know, most of the time. There must have been something in that bill that didn't sit right. I can't comment on it, but I can come back and let you know exactly why I didn't support or I wasn't with CBIA.
Right. All right. We'll talk about that at a future date. But time's up for now. Representative Fiorello, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you at the beginning of August.
Okay. Super. Thanks so much, Tony, and have a great day, everybody.
All right, State Representative Kimberly Fiorello joins us on the first Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at 7:50 will be